This is a collaborative audio performance by V. Silvermoon and me, Ava Lee. If you take Lord of the Rings very seriously, you might be offended. Anyways, please be respectful of our creative work and do not download or distribute it outside of Reddit without our permission. Thank you. Now, enjoy being captured by two horny stoned elf girls. Oh, look at him. He seems so innocent asleep, even though we know he has been up to no good. Aren't they cute, those human men?
Mm-hmm. Your ears look a little strange. But there's such a dorky sweetness about them. Remind me, why do we have to undress him again?
Well, absolutely necessary to make sure he didn't have one of those stupid rings or any hidden weapons on him.
Oh, you know very well he can't lay hands on us as long as he's wearing our enchanted silver collar.
Mm.
Such a slim and elegant thing,
mm-hmm.
but yet so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it does suit him so well.
Indeed. He's quite the catch, huh? Oh, they are more hairy than elvish men, don't you think?
They are, but less hairy than the dwarves.
Well, there's hardly anything more hairy than a dwarf. Even the women.
Oh, gosh. That's true. I also like the shape of his, what do the humans call it?
Mm-hmm. Cock, I think.
Like the male chicken?
Yeah. Sometimes they call it dick, too.
Sounds silly.
Mm. Or Johnson.
What? Isn't that a family name?
Don't ask me why. I've heard Wiener, too.
You're kidding me.
No.
Isn't that a kind of delicacy from the human inhabited lands? Sausage, I think they call it.
Leave me alone with sausage. I've gone without meat for 200 years. Wiener is definitely the worst.
I agree. Let's stick with cock then.
Mm-hmm.
We need to use a word he understands so he knows what we want from him.
Oh, I think he will get that soon enough.
Maybe we shouldn't have smoked all his fluffy green tobacco at once.
Oh, but it was so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, I think he's going to wake up.
Hey, sleepy human. Shh. No need to get nervous only because you just woke up naked.
Yeah, and collared. And with your wrists tied together. In an unknown home with two girls you've never seen before looming over you.
Too sweet. Beautiful. Sexy. Elf girls. I mean, you came here for the elf girls, didn't you?
Yeah. That's what we thought. Look, you ended up in the wrong forest. This is not the Elvish Slave Girl's forest, but the forbidden Sapphic Forest. And you foolishly rode right in, ignoring all the no trespassing signs.
Lucky you. We could hide you away in our treehouse before the guards found you.
Yes. Very lucky for you to be found by the only two elf girls in the entire Sapphic Forest, who not only enjoy each other, but also enjoy men like you.
Well, but not so lucky you, we smoked all your tobacco. Make me feel so ticklish.
Me too. And, sorry, it might be my sleeping enchantment turned out a little too strong. You've been out for hours, and we got a little bored.
By the way, your horse resigned. It joined a local herd living happily here in the forest. You should be ashamed to enslave an animal and make it do your bidding against its own free will.
Speaking of free will, it might seem as if you were a little enslaved here yourself. But that's actually not the case. We will give you a choice, human cutie.
Oh, yes, we will. Either we will take off the collar, give you back your clothes, and bring you in front of the council to be charged for trespassing. They will probably take all your gold, since your horse and funny tobacco is already gone. Then they'll remove your memory and leave you at the outskirts of the forest, completely oblivious to anything that has happened.
Or you decide to keep the collar, which would mean staying here at our little tree house for a little longer and taking your punishment from us.
It might sting a little bit, but we promise it will be more fun than waking up confused and penniless in the middle of nowhere. So much more fun.
And you did come here to fuck some elf girls after all, didn't you?
Well, sweet human, what's it gonna be?
Good boy.
Such a good boy for choosing the collar.
I think now the fun can begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we forgot to introduce ourselves, I think.
I am Vairi Alanalu Lithanel Brayahira. I grew up here as a daughter of the Sapphic Forest. My pleasure to meet you.
And I am Alavara Nalaea Istanel Vindithas. I'm from the Eastern Lands, where my mother oversees the Moonlight Village. I was lured away to the Sapphic Forest by this lovely one. And what's your name, human? No offense, but no way I pronounce that.
It's also a ridiculously short name. There's humans.
Oh, we already gave you the short versions of ours. Mine is actually Alavara Nalaea Inasel Viesa Alorala Malon Finia Eletha Shagolor Vindithas.
But you don't have to remember all that. All you have to do is do as you're told.
Let me untie your wrists so you can position yourself on your hands and knees. Because now, my dear, we will give you some punishment.
Such a cute ass. Can I spank him first?
Of course. Here. Take that birch. But don't whip him too hard. He's a sweet human boy, after all.
Oh, don't worry. I'll spank him just as much as he can take. Way gasped. This is so much fun.
Phew.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Woohoo.
Came here to fuck some sweet little elvish slave girls, huh? Oh, wanted them to go down on their knees and look up with you with their pretty elf girl eyes, huh? And beg for the honor to suck your cock, huh? You wanted to spank their peachy asses, huh? But now it's yours to take the spanking.
Fuck. The way he just moaned. That's hot.
Take this. Music to my ears. Now I want to hear you say, "Thank you, ma'am, for every spank." Louder. 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 That's it. Oh, good boy. I think That's enough.
Ooh, that ass is red. But he's taking it gracefully. What? Oh no! Your punishment isn't over. We've only just begun. No, I'm not gonna spank you, sweet boy. I have something else in mind for your cute little butt.
Do you still have that box with the dwarven made toys?
Precisely my line of thought. You know, human dwarves are just crazy about butt stuff. And they developed this material. What's it called again?
I forgot, but it feels perfect. Uh-huh. Hard enough to be exciting, but flexible enough to go in easily.
And we have some elvish loop too. Believe us, it's the very best. Dwarves craft the best toys, but elves make the best fucking loop in whole Middle-earth.
It's slick, it's oily, it's organic, it doesn't dry up, it even smells nice. Mm-hmm. And it's very good for skincare.
Ooh, yes. One drop of this, and you don't need to moisturize your butthole for a month.
Alivara, dear, I'm not sure anal moisturizing is a cultural technique practiced by humans.
Oh, don't be silly. They aren't brutes. They know about butthole maintenance.
Anyways, you didn't mention the best feature of Elvish Lube yet. It's a natural aphrodisiac.
Oh, it is. And because of that, you will take this, admittedly, pretty big plug in your butt and feel nothing but pure pleasure.
Here, my darling. Covered with plenty of Elvish Lube.
Very good. Breathe out, human. Relax. I'm pushing it in. Good boy.
Oh, with that amount of Elvish Lube in that sensitive little butthole, in less than a minute, he'll be absolutely craving to fuck us.
Oh, but we can't have that, can we? I mean, I said punishment wasn't over, right? No, my dear, please, lay back on the bed and spread your arms. Very sweetheart, will you please tie his wrists to the bedposts?
With pleasure. Here you go. Left. And right. I love seeing a good boy collared and bound to the bed. Especially when he's as cute and rock hard as this one.
Rock hard and dripping pre-cum, indeed. You're already feeling the aphrodisiac do its work, huh? I bet you're craving for us to give that gorgeous cock some attention. But
Oh no, not yet, sweet boy. First, you're gonna watch me and Alavra here play with each other as long as we please without touching that throbbing cock of yours for 1 second.
Not 1 second.
And tied to the bed like you are, you can't touch yourself either.
You have no choice but watch as I unlace Vaeri's rope. Slowly, let it slide down her beautiful body, exposing her perfect curves. You look surprised, human. Did you really expect us to wear undergarments?
Undergarments? Never! We won't have anything constrict our most precious lady parts. Elven pussies deserve to breathe fresh air. See? Alavra is the same.
Indeed.
Hold up your hair, dear, so I can unlace your robe as well.
Please do. I was beginning to feel a little hot. That's better. Now, look at us in all our elvish glory. Like our slim, sensual bodies, huh? our velvet skin, our long, shiny hair.
Too bad you can't touch those perfect tits of Elavra. Like I can. Come here. Let's kneel on either side of him and make out above him so he can get the best look at both of us.
Oh, good idea. I love your slim hands on my tits, Vieri. Can I touch yours as well?
Of course, but only if you kiss me.
Come here. Oh, baby. Tastes so sweet. Yes. I want to lick those nipples. I love you, Ted.
Fuck yes. Let me grab your hair.
You're so sexy, Mary.
My turn now. Give me those tits. Those noises you make. Move my teeth a little. Did you just?
Yes, I did just put some elvish lube on your puss. Not that it's really needed, but why not escalate things a little with that aphrodisiac effect?
Huh? Oh, fuck. I already feel it. You cheeky girl. Here, give that to me so I can get you back.
Vieri. Two fingers at once. Breath. That feels divine. Yes, right there. Did I just hear the human whimper?
Oh, right. The human. We think you deserve some attention now. Would you like to lick Elavra's pussy juice from my fingers? Yeah? How about you beg for it?
Oh, yes.
Here you go. Yes, lick them clean. Doesn't she taste heavenly?
And I think I put my sticky, wet fingers on his cock. With a little bit of extra lube. Ah. Yes, baby.
Isn't he truly delicious? Mm-hmm. You know, nothing against elvish men. Mm-hmm. They are sophisticated fucks. But I just don't get excited about it.
Yeah.
Likely because of the longer lifespan. They've already done everything.
Also, they are always so tepid. You'd never hear an elf whimper like that.
Oh, fuck yes. Those needy noises they make. So fucking hot. That's why I love to play with a human good boy.
And the way he's shaking and shivering. It's absolutely adorable.
I love it when they're so needy. So desperate. Until they can't help themselves but burst into a glorious eruption and make such a big mess. Alavra, if you keep going like that, this is precisely what's going to happen very soon.
Okay. You're right. Oh, good boys don't get to come first, huh?
Damn right. But how to proceed? There's so many options.
How about giving him the ultimate oral treat? I'm really eager to do that.
Yeah, I can see you're all squirmy. Go on, sit on his face. I'm going to treat that cock with my mouth. Taking my sweet time. Getting him right on the edge.
I think he likes that idea. Let me just get up there. Oh, I love a human good boy's face between my thighs. Look up at me with those pretty eyes while you taste my honey. Yes. Just like that.
What a sight. Quite distracted up there, aren't you, boy? I bet you'll notice when I start to tease your cock and balls with the tip of my tongue.
Oh, yes. Moan into my pussy. Good boy.
Let me hear you both while I slow suck this delicious cock. Getting close, huh? No, no, sweet boy. You're not allowed to come yet. Let me get up and help you make Alavra come first.
What? What are you doing?
I'm gonna suck on your nipples while he sucks on your clit, sweetie.
Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Come for us.
Yeah.
Come for us, girl. That's it. That's it. Grinch's pretty face. Let me help get you up, my darling. I know those jelly legs of yours after coming.
Ooh, that was amazing. Such a good boy. Ooh, you taste like me. Such a good girl. You taste like him.
He's delicious, isn't he? I could suck on him for hours. But now, I'd rather feel like sitting on that cock. Let me just straddle that good boy.
Oh, fuck, I love watching that cowgirl, Vairi.
Fuck. He feels good. Oh, so good inside of me.
Oh, I bet he does. Kiss me, human. So I can clip my lighter. Oh. I want to make you come really hard.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Please.
Come here, baby. How you like it.
Good boy.
Let's untie him. all right? Good. Let's cuddle up, all three of us, huh?
Ooh, can I be sandwiched in the middle?
I knew you would say that.
We haven't had such a delicious visitor in a long time. Lavra, what do you think? We should keep him for a few decades.
Couldn't agree more, Valerie. I hope he decides to stay. I have so many ideas what else we can do to him.
Sure you do. You know, human, Alavra has probably the dirtiest mind in Middle-earth.
Oh, don't know about that. But I won't let him out of this treehouse before he has fucked my sweet elf girl's ass. That's for sure.